This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal underpinning $1.2 trillion in annual commerce among the three countries. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
The president likes it.
This new agreement will ensure a future of prosperity and innovation for Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
But Congress may not.
It's been so well reviewed, I don't expect to have very much of a problem.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement relegates NAFTA to history. But as President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico signed it this morning, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the president,
"We need to keep working to remove the tariffs on steel and aluminum between our countries."
I'm Rita Foley.
Lawmakers from all three countries must still approve it. Expectations are building over whether President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping can reach a deal to defuse tensions over trade disputes and security issues when they meet during the G20 summit. VOA's Nike Ching reports.
Unfair. This is how U.S. President Donald Trump has described China's trade practices. Days before meeting his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Argentina, Trump laid out his condition for a trade deal with China.
It could happen. We have a good relationship. It is what the bottom line is. China has to treat us fairly. They haven't been. They have to treat us fairly.
U.S. officials accuse Beijing of stealing intellectual property and violating its obligations as a World Trade Organization member. They say the G20 talks are aimed at addressing those and other concerns. Nike Ching, VOA News, State Department.
Russian authorities said Friday that Vladimir Putin will have a brief meeting with President Trump during the G20 summit. On Thursday, Mr. Trump said he was canceling following Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian vessels in the Black Sea region. This is VOA News. President Trump criticized the probe by Special Counsel Robert Mueller Friday in a tweet from the G20 summit in Argentina, again calling it a witch hunt and saying he didn't end up doing any development deals in Russia. Reporters traveling with him says he's been in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer Michael Cohen admitted on Thursday to lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. Ohio State University law professor Rick Simmons told VOA Cohen's plea could be a significant turn in the investigation.
This guilty plea is directly tied to Russia's contacts with Cohen and then through Cohen to Trump. And so that's something that we haven't seen a lot of in the Mueller probe so far, is something that links, in fact, Russian interests to Trump.
Global health experts tackling Ebola are urging the Trump administration to allow specialists back to high-risk areas in the Congo. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Experts say U.S. disease specialists must return to the northeast of the vast Central African nation to help fight the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. The specialists have been sidelined for weeks, ordered away from the region due to State Department security concerns. Now, two top medical journals are calling for an administration change of mind to get the group back where they're sorely needed. Health workers now compare the area to a war zone. Dozens of rebel groups are active, and attacks by them have forced workers to halt Ebola containment for days at a time. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A South Korean train entered North Korea on Friday as the two countries began inspecting northern railways tracks they hope to relink with the South. About 30 officials from each side will participate in a joint survey of tracks cut since the Korean War. They cannot proceed much further without the removal of U.S.-led sanctions against the North. The U.S. has said the sanctions will remain until North Korea takes convincing measures toward full denuclearization. The U.N. Security Council granted exemptions last week, allowing the implementation of the cross-border infrastructure project. A major data breach has exposed the information of millions of guests at Starwood hotels, including Sheraton, Westin, St. Regis, and W Hotels. Cybersecurity expert Scott Schober has advice on what consumers should do if they stayed at the breached properties.
Check your bank statements, monitor any bank and credit card activity. We should be doing that regularly, but this is heightened when you know that you've stayed in one of these hotel chains, certainly, and you paid by credit card, which just about everybody does do these days.
The company has set up a website and call center and will begin sending emails to those affected. Marriott and Starwood merged 2 years ago. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.